Transforming pain and suffering into some form of beauty and resolution is, I think, the highest use of the arts. And with me is Sergeant Ron Kelsey. He's president of Reflections of Generosity Foundation. Welcome, Ron. It's so good to have you here.
Hey, thank you, Monica. It's an honor to be here.
You've had some good press lately, which makes me very happy. Now, the bad news is that we just missed two one-day exhibitions. Tell me about those and about Reflections of Generosity.
Well, Reflection of Generosity came about through my first deployment in Iraq. I started journaling. And what happened was after I journaled, it became a book and then it became an exhibit. And now the military has become familiar with the exhibit. And as I've done them at multiple installations, they've caught on to a lot of the soldiers, families, and even the local art communities. And what happened recently is the Suicide Prevention Task Force on Fort Bliss contacted me and asked me to become part of their Suicide Prevention Month. Mm-hmm. And so that exhibit,
which is September, is Suicide Prevention Month also.
That's right, Monica.
Okay.
And September 10th was the Suicide Prevention, Worldwide Suicide Prevention Day. And that was the first exhibit, and then the other exhibit ties in directly with 9/11, which was at William Beaumont.
Okay. And where was the one on the 10th?
It was at the commissary on Fort Bliss.
Okay. So these are places where military personnel are going to encounter the art forms, and every exposure plants the seed that the arts offer another language, I think, for internal processing of traumas. If you don't mind, please go back a bit to the subject of PTSD, which is, of course, post-traumatic stress disorder. It can happen from exposure to a lot of different situations, most commonly combat situations. And in your case, tell me what it was that has affected you so deeply.
Well, for my situation, it was climbing the ladder of success. I fell into that group that many soldiers find themselves into, you know, trying to get the highest rank and getting the special jobs that often are offered to soldiers. And when one of those jobs fell through for me, the glass floor I was standing on fell through, and I hit rock bottom. And this was when I was in Germany. And I had to reach out to all my support system, the chaplains, the behavioral health, the arts. And that week, that my darkest week, I call it, sketching out ideas and paintings and writing was what really saved me.
All right. So yours was not a direct combat exposure by virtue of being in the military. It was a matter of your internal structure responding to stress at a high level.
That is correct.
And I find this interesting because we all want to help our soldiers who are suffering internally, but the very soldiers who are so injured mentally, physically, emotionally, aren't always the ones who were able to help themselves. So here comes a guy like Ron, and you have all these ingredients. What is your art background?
Well, I actually got a scholarship to go to Wabash College for the arts through painting and sculpture. That was my major and minor. Mm-hmm. And so I spent 4 years studying art there before I joined the military. Well, actually, through those 4 years, I was in the Army Reserve, which helped me pay for the college. But then several years later, I joined the active duty for my military service.
And was there a precipitating event for your joining up?
9/11, really. After that first traumatic experience, I just couldn't find a proper way to respond without doing it active duty-wise with the military. I felt like I needed to have a career that gave me more of a purpose.
You were in New York at the time?
Yes.
And so you actually experienced some of the sensory effects of that particular day and were impacted by those images. So with about 15 years in the military, I think anybody does an outstanding job who manages to have a solid military career and stay connected in any way with the arts. Have you found that hard to reconcile those two parts of yourself?
Yes. Initially, I'm so passionate as an individual that I was drawn to the arts. So whenever I felt that my job wasn't providing enough of that, the temptation was to, you know, make that more of a priority. Mm-hmm. But what's helped is I've had a lot of good supervisors and mentors in the military, just mm-hmm. as like I've had mentors in the arts that really pointed me in the right direction to say, hey, this is how you balance your life. And I've found those strengths to help other soldiers as well, because I think balance is key.
I was just going to say that word is the key. What impresses me so about you and as president of Reflections of Generosity, this foundation, is that you keep popping up all over the place. You're doing a marvelous job of connecting with the community. So tell me about where we might see exhibitions and activities that can help us as a community support or participate in your efforts.
Well, we're looking at doing monthly events, whether it be writing workshops, art workshops through local community arts organizations. In fact, we're looking at soldiers helping soldiers, and that's the emphasis. So if we find a soldier that needs help, I share with them that, hey, you have a story, share your story with others. And through sharing their story, they find healing. Through doing the art and sharing with soldiers, they find healing. And that's our big goal this year.
That's an excellent goal. You've actually contacted the El Paso Museum of Art, if I understand correctly. Tell me what's going to be happening there.
With the El Paso Museum of Art, they've been very generous to offer two workshops for Reflections of Generosity, and they are also working with other organizations on post to do other art workshops as well.
Excellent, and I believe there's a possibility of a one-day exhibition featuring the soldiers' work there at the Museum of Art at some point in time.
Yes, after a year of the workshops taking place, you're going to have an exhibit for all the soldiers to come out and support each other.
Awesome. You've been working also with the Tom Lee Institute. In what capacity and why?
Well, the Tom Lee Institute, I was drawn to them because Tom Lee's work is very moving for me. When I look at his work, I see a direct reference to someone going to a deployment combat area, taking in the trauma, coming home, and responding directly to the canvas. And so through that, I talked to Adair Margo, and we talked about, well, how can we help soldiers on Fort Bliss? And she brought up the idea of supporting writing workshops through the Tom Lee Institute.
In fact, that was where I happened to run into you, was at the Tom Lee Institute offices visiting with Adair, who I guess her art form seems to be connecting people deliberately or coincidentally. And yes, that anyone who has not delved into the life of Tom Lee, his name is so ubiquitous here in El Paso, thanks to efforts like Adair's, that a lot of folks don't realize that the story behind some of his work is that tremendous trauma. His painting of the 2,000-yard stare is iconic among soldiers exposed to combat. You know that look. It leaps off the cover of this beautiful coffee table book about Tom Lee. So that's another connection. Now, I understand that there will be a call for entries for an exhibit at the Chamisal. Tell me about that.
Oh, yes. We're releasing our prospectus next month, and we're very excited to have additional community artists participate. We're also releasing it to the international communities that we're connected with through the International Arts Movement based out of Manhattan, New York. So there's going to be a flow of artwork into El Paso to really support not only the community, but veterans, soldiers, and their families.
And what size will that exhibit be and when?
We're looking at pushing our numbers to about 150 art pieces, if not more. The Chamisal National Memorial has generously given us 3 gallery spaces to
fill.
That's
all they've got.
Yeah.
That is sweet.
Yeah.
It's delightful to know that they responded that way. I'm not surprised at all. That's the way they are. When will the exhibit take place?
It's 1 May of 2015 to July 31st of 2015.
Awesome. Oh, that's going to be so worth attending. And tell me then, what can we as a community do to support your efforts?
My biggest encouragement to the community is to create. Don't stop creating. Don't stop responding to what you see. When you see a fellow soldier struggling, or if you see a veteran that you may not even be in the service, try to put that down into words, create it in art, and then contact me and say, hey, how can I share this art piece or this writing that I created? And I'll give you the opportunities to not only show the work, but to contact the soldier through an exhibit. I mean, it's all about this network of support and healing.
Apparently, you've been involved with the international arts movement ever since you were a student. Did this somehow facilitate the rapid growth of this art effort?
Very much so.
Okay.
The international arts movement forms the foundation of the collection. Like the 25 pieces that were originally established in the book Reflections of Generosity have traveled continuously to multiple military installations. And as soldiers see professional work, they strive toward that end. And then they themselves create professional work that can stand next to that work and just be as powerful.
Absolutely valid. Yeah. Yes. Well, and I neglected to mention, here we are near the end of the interview, that you have a lovely book titled Reflections of Generosity. And where can people get this book?
Well, because of the generosity of the El Paso community, I encourage everyone to go to the Reflections of Generosity website, go to the suicide prevention page, and download it for free. My publisher has given me permission to reach out to soldiers, veterans, and their families to help prevent suicide, and I think this is the best way to get the word out there.
Ron, you're such an incredible asset to our community for as long as we can hang on to you. My guest today, Sergeant Ron Kelsey, president of the Reflections of Generosity Foundation. Please visit the website reflectionsofgenerosity.com and participate one way or another. Thank you so very, very much for coming in, and I can't wait to see the exhibition at the Chamizal.
You're welcome, Monica. Thanks for having me.